Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor. The journey begins again.
You, Chris Harrison, come at me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back from a long break. Welcome back to Roses and Brosifs.
Hello. We are back.
We are excited to bring you that beautiful new intro that's courtesy of Wyatt himself, who's very talented.
Yeah, I gotta work on it.
Well, it's fantastic.
It was slapped together, but I thought it was funny.
In my opinion. So we hope you enjoyed it too. Yeah, we're here with Peter Season. After that 3-hour beatdown of an intro, I had nightmares the night after. I thought I was going crazy because we really just spent most of that time watching Hannah and Peter rehash an old argument.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
It was extremely weird. I don't know where the show was going with this. So, yeah, that's kind of how things went, but we're going to get into it very shortly. Thank you again for joining us. We hope all of your holidays, however you spent them, were great. And if you had to work, we hope that you, made up for it some other time. So,
sorry about that.
Yeah, we've been there. We feel you.
Yeah.
The intro we get is very abrupt. They have been showing clips of the finale, basically, with Chris and whoever the lead is at the beginning of each season for some reason, just to get our interest up. And so we know there's going to be a lot of drama because he breaks some news to Peter that makes him cry. Mm-hmm. And his mom's even crying, and she says, I quote, "Don't let her go.
Bring
her home to us."
When is she not crying, though?
That's
seems
a good
like she's
point.
Always about to, on the verge of tears.
She is a very emotional lady.
Yeah.
So I wonder who they will be talking about. They start off with Peter going through his little Captain Marvel scene. With
yes.
his plane that they have, I guess, rented or he owns. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the Brie Larson about to step out.
Oh, that would have been perfect for the theme they were trying to go with on this show. They had some female pilots there.
Yeah.
We'll get into how that went later. But yeah, I could tell that they were not too pleased with, the type of environment that they were hired to be on. And
is this a joke to you? That's pretty much what they're saying.
I wanted them to make the girls do push-ups or something, but that didn't happen.
No.
So where's Mike?
Where is Mike?
I'm surprised that they didn't bring Mike out of the limo or something of that nature.
No, I'm just, I want Mike instead of Peter.
I do too. Well,
Anyways.
We get a recap of Peter and Hannah on the last season. I don't remember any of the these clips that they're showing.
Mm-hmm.
I have just blocked out of my memory. And they show Peter with his family doing this very slowly delivered Spanish phrase as if that might have been something they cooked up that day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was slowly said, everybody in unison was trying to remind one another what to say.
Yeah.
And also they're doing it it was Peggy Hill Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's everything is pronunciated way too clearly and succinctly to the point where you're just wow, this is textbook Spanish.
Yeah. It was your first textbook in high school Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Me llamo es Peggy Hill.
Es Peggy Hill. We get footage of Peter being repeatedly interrupted as he walks through the airport just trying to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that's only happening because there's cameras there, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, people doing double takes and being like, wait a minute, are you the Bachelor?
Yeah.
He's yeah, it's me.
And we have one Mile High Club reference already.
Don't know why.
I don't know why. I was going to drink every time I heard this, but then gave up because I really had stuff to do the next day. So when we get back from commercial, we start meeting the girls, and Alexa is one of the first. She is an esthetician, and she's one of my favorites because she came into the house like real as fuck.
Her hair was up.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. She had a pretty scarf on, and yeah, that's like the first time we've seen that on this show.
She looked pretty like normal, just like being like, I'm a real person.
Yes, yes. She's like a normal like art chick businesswoman. She's from Chicago. That's really cool. And then next is Hannah Ann, who is a model and who lives at home and is apparently friends with Hannah G. And then there's Tammy, who is in my top three. Like, she is a former, well, she's a wrestler. She fought to be on the boys wrestling team in high school. And I was specifically asking for this last season. I was like, when can we get a girl who can fight or something? And then the producers just delivered. So,
yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. I want her to be up there, but I don't know about, like, what her chances are, because I don't even know what Peter's looking for. But from what I can tell, Peter likes girls named Hannah.
Yes, he really does.
So.
He does. With Tammy, I think that her chances would probably go beyond a relationship with Peter and probably extend to post-show opportunities like Bachelor in Paradise and sponsorship, so we'll see. Yeah. So I feel like Hannah Ann is like a producer plant and she'll go far.
Yeah,
I don't know any spoilers. I'm just, that's the vibe that's clearly given off.
Well, her name's Hannah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
she's Hannah's and Lauren's are meant to succeed on this show.
Apparently so.
It is what it is. Not flight attendants though, but we'll get more into that later. Tammy's intro was her doing takedowns at the gym. I was just really shocked to see that, and it was super cool. Everyone else is boring after this. There's Victoria. She's a nurse. She's nice. She cries in her intro. There's Kellyanne. She is an attorney who met Peter before at a hotel. She gives me like weird vibes. And you know what? Like, I don't remember their faces that well while I'm saying these names, except for the ones that I really like so far, which have been Alexa and Tammy. So next there's Madison. She's also from Alabama. She loves basketball. So after Tammy's intro, I'm just really convinced that everyone else is going to be pretty boring after this. No offense. Mm-hmm. There's Victoria. She's a nurse. There's Kellyanne. She's an attorney who met Peter before at a hotel, and we're like, this is suspect. I also don't think she's going to stay because history has it on this show that if you've met the lead before, you don't make it.
Really?
Like, oh, yes. It happened on Rachel Lindsay's season. There was a guy who was at summer camp with her or something, and she just didn't want any part of it. It happened on Nick Viall's season. There was a girl he met at a wedding, and they apparently actually did hook up that night, and then the producers brought her on the show. Everyone found out like really early on, and it put a huge target on her back. She went home early, and so yeah, it's gonna repeat itself, of course.
Okay.
Next is Madison Pruitt. She is from Alabama, and her whole thing is basketball. Then there's Marissa.
That was the weirdest fucking intro for her, too.
That was.
Like, her dad was her coach, and he's like, coaching her, and he's like, all right, you're in the back here, and all the other contestants are here. You want to get around them and up to him. Do you got that? And she's like, yeah, dad.
I was like, how'd they get your dad on board to be, like, this hype? My dad would be like, he wouldn't even participate. This is, oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Marissa is next, and she's a patient care coordinator and former pageant girl. And then let's see, we kind of get a lot of this skipped over because we just go to commercial, come back, and then the girls are already coming out of the limo. It's like a very rushily edited type of thing.
Yeah, well, don't they have like 40 something contestants?
It's 30.
Oh, 30. Okay.
But still, same. It feels like 40 at this freaking point. So
yeah, they keep going.
Alea comes out first. She says something about her family. Her grandma wrote Peter a letter.
Weird.
Yeah, then Sydney comes out. She's not your typical Southern girl, which I would love for somebody to just, what is that?
Well, you know who says that?
Who?
Typical Southern girls.
Live, laugh, love. Oh, gosh. Okay. you're right. And she makes a dig at Hannah for failing at her season by saying, quote unquote, not all Bama girls make bad decisions. I feel like she might go home.
She yelled Roll Tide right after that, too. Like,
did she?
Right in his face. Oh, no, I'm joking, but that would have been funny. She was like, Roll Tide!
I believed you. So, it's that bad that I was, like, convinced.
Yeah.
So, next is Hannah Ann again. She has on, like, a green dress or something. And then Sarah comes out. She's 24. There's... I had to write black girl with sparkly jumpsuit and blonde hair because I missed her name. I was ordering Popeyes.
Wait, who's...
Her name's Kiara.
Okay.
She was the one in the suitcase. No, I'm sorry. She was not the one in the suitcase. Let me start over.
Is it the crazy one that looks up through her forehead?
That's Natasha, okay. Who we'll get to. So, actually, yeah, I fully missed this girl's name because I was ordering Popeyes and it was delicious.
Nice product placement.
I mean, we're not even...
we're not even sponsored.
It was just so good, and it was so distracting. I was like, oh, shit. I have a job to do.
Which is good.
Yes, damn good. Victoria rolls out, talks about her niece, and she and Peter do some happy dance, and we're just like, what is... Like, I would never do this with... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marissa comes out. A lot of these intros are just boring and they skip through them very quickly. They all subliminally thank Hannah B for letting Peter go, which is kind of weird. Eventually the producers just stop showing the chyrons of the women as they walk in. They don't even go through each one, I guess. And how was this 3 hours long and they didn't do that? But we had time for, you know what?
There's a lot of advertisements.
A lot of advertisements and a lot of crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these intros are boring. So Eunice rolls up, and we do appreciate the name change. We don't usually get original names like that on this show. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of millennial names this season.
Is Eunice a millennial name? I mean, that sounds pretty old school.
No, Eunice is old school, but okay. Other than that, yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And then she lets Peter know immediately that she's a flight attendant, and we're like, oh no, bad move. Because he works with flight attendants all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, cool.
When she comes in, the girls start clamoring like crabs in a barrel upon the discovery that there are like five or so flight attendants here at this point. And mm-hmm. everyone is like, oh my gosh, I've been set up. A girl comes packed in a suitcase. They open it and she is like limp. No, I'm just kidding. But she's alive and they're like, is this brought in a suitcase? Yeah, that would have been... ABC would have been shook. They would have been like, turn off the cameras. So props to her because she did stay after that. I mean, she had to after being contorted into a suitcase for who knows how long. Like, I wonder how long she was in there.
Well, Peter was like, hell yeah, I can smuggle her.
Peter was like, this is weird. I kind of like this. Like,
yeah, he just suddenly got turned on. He's like, oh my God. He's like, I didn't know I had this fetish of the woman of my dreams being able to fit in a fucking
final
suitcase.
Destination.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Kiara. That was Kiara. So a girl comes in with a car. She's named Lexi. She has red hair and she can drive. What was the point of driving in? I'm sorry for just yelling. I'm just so perplexed at how driving proves you have a discernible skill.
I don't understand it either. I mean, just like, it was a cool car. It was,
yeah,
I forget what it was, but like, yeah, it's like, okay, cool, but I'm pretty sure that's not your car.
No, that's what I was thinking too. So then Deandra shows up and she is wearing nothing other than a windmill suit.
Oh yeah, that girl. Nothing says like, hey, don't you want to like choose me by reminding you of your sexual escapades with
your ex,
with Hannah B.
It was the most immature waste of, like, an intro. And also, the producers probably asked, like, 10 people who said no. And then she was like, oh, yeah, that'll bring me, like, attention, but not that.
It'd be weird because, like, it'd be if you had sex and I mean, hell, that women had a bed and everything like that, so it's just a fucking room for rent.
Yeah.
But, like, let's just say you had sex in a old grain mill that had a bed in there. And then everybody fucking kept reminding you of, like, hey, how about that grain mill? And you're just like... And you're like, yeah, I know. Like,
I have a declaration to make. I wish that they had done that in a porta potty, because then we'd have people showing up to this mansion dressed as porta potties, and then the universe could just write itself, and everything would be just.
What would like those stupid puns that they were making be like? Hey, take a dump in me or something.
I'm sorry if you're eating lunch right now. Splish splash. Tap that ass. Okay. Yeah. Derailed. But those are great ideas. We'll shelve them if our careers ever go down that journey. I don't know why they would.
Who knows?
Get sponsored by Poopery. That'd be awesome. So Peyton comes in saying, quote unquote, four times. And I just remark, she is definitely going home.
Yeah. Well, did she say something like, I'll do it more than four times?
Yeah, I think she made that promise or that declaration as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, not a good move. Yeah. Kylie comes in bringing some Magnum condoms. I feel like she's going to go home. Katrina tells Peter he is going to fall in love with her. She either said naked or bare pussycat, and then shows him like her hairless sphinx cat or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm sure they're fed these pickup lines. And there's somebody off screen with a fucking gun. I'm like, you say these goddamn lines and this man will shoot you. Or Chris Harrison is just like telling them to do that.
Say what again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say what again? Yes, you're right. Somebody's in the wings just like with the laser on, like, hey, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, Chris Harrison will give the signal and you'll be like,
Chris dead. Harrison is probably the scariest person in person, I swear. So Victoria F then comes in, and then a girl comes in with a very malnourished cow and hands it to Peter. All of a sudden there is quote unquote testy music. And then two girls see this malnourished cow. They think it's a pony. I realize there are a few women here who might not.
They ain't the sharpest knives in the drawer for damn sure.
In the shed. No. It's okay.
In the shed. Yeah. Like, it's a pony. And it's like, it's obviously a dairy cow.
They found their show.
Yeah.
You don't need intellect to win the show.
No.
So Savannah comes in, and I really didn't like this. It was gross. She blindfolds Peter and then kisses him without his permission. And I'm like, what a shady way to just claim the first kiss of the evening and not even give someone the option to consent to it or initiate it. Like, that was stupid.
Yeah, you informed me that they're not supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to do that. If this were the American Kennel Club, they would lose points. They would not win for their breed.
Speaking of which, I'm pretty sure you can break down every single one of these girls into a certain
every single one is a dog breed.
Because right now this is the presentation.
Yes. They parade in. They have had their hair and their nails trimmed. Mm-hmm. If they trip while walking, they will lose points. Mm-hmm. If they forget what they were supposed to do or the trick that the producers taught them, they will lose points.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. The Bachelor is the American Kennel Club with high heels.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like to think of it like that now.
Yeah, I was thinking of it like fantasy football. At one point, it is really easy to do that, but there is also that the dog show aspect of it.
Yeah.
Not to equate these women to canines in any specific way, in like a derogatory way. It's just the manner in which this is all portrayed. There's a lot of similarities.
Bitches.
Speaking of that is why this is called the Player Haters Ball, because there was a lot of hateration going on.
The haterade was in a lot of cups.
It was in all the cups. They were getting it free poured from the freaking ceiling. So Kelly comes in, reminds Peter that they met. I think he has to pretend that he remembers, or the producers were in his ear like, what up, Pete? Next chick coming in says she met you at some hotel. Do you remember this? And he's like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And then, he's not dumbfounded when she comes in. That'd be funny if he were like, oh, can you leave? Like, right then and there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't expect you here.
Guards! So she immediately, like, wastes no time in telling everybody that she met Peter before the show. And not only that, but he remembered her. Mm. So the other girls are, like, immediately jealous, and I'm just like, why? So Alexa comes in looking beautiful with the first ever headscarf, like we mentioned. And the producers don't even show her actually talk to Peter. They just show her go up and shake his hand or hug him. And then it like cuts to something else. And then that's when Natasha comes in with like level. Okay, we're at Wingstop ordering the hottest wings. Her stare was like off the menu hot wings, upwards at Peter. Like, comes in ready for war. Like, she's gonna massacre these girls.
Wait, was this the looking at him through the forehead?
Natasha, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, she fucking came in there looking like a succubus ready to eat the soul of Peter.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna absorb his piloting skills. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
She's gonna suck her way to the top.
Oh, gosh.
No, but like
redacted.
Yeah, but for some reason she likes to look down, but look through her forehead.
Look down.
Yeah,
I'm doing it now, and it's making me feel like a little bit sinister too. Like I should have a cat. Like I do have a cat next to me, but I should have one in my lap, just like godfathering.
Not only that, or like you should have the fucking like cowl of Dracula being like. Whoa.
Like, yes. And Hannah shows up. Hannah B shows up. She's the last girl. And the girls immediately just start screaming. And I really wanted to superimpose like that. Hey, man. Hey, what's going on? GIF where he's just like. Never mind. That's a lost reference on this crowd, perhaps. However.
I was about to do another lost reference with the fucking. Scanners guy's head blown up. That's what it seemed like. A couple of those girls were like, oh my god,
we're at Total Recall when their eyeballs are popping out of their head. Yeah, like, yeah. This is what happens. Yeah. Why I can't. All right, I'm so distracted because I'm so mad. Why is Hannah B here? Like, what are we gaining? What is Peter gaining from this?
I don't know, but it's really annoying. It's like, what are you doing here? You had your chance and like
you blew it. Kelly Clarkson said it verbatim. You had your chance. You blew it.
Yeah.
Yo. So this is a mess.
Maybe next Bachelorette.
No. But
this is the Bachelor.
She does it twice, I'm going to slap myself. So
They've had people on twice, right?
So when they have people on twice, it's only because they're a contestant going to the host. It's never the host twice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I could be wrong. They might have done that one time in history, but if they did, it was one time maximum. And it was pre, like, 2010 when I started watching.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm just wondering why Hannah's here. The girls are asking if it is legal for Hannah to be there. Sam. Like we said earlier, like one of the girls should have just come in eating a Popeye sandwich, handed it one to Peter with a 40 and just dapped him and been like, I'll see you inside. That girl would like that needs to happen, but it won't happen.
No.
She just comes in with like some feelas on.
That's too real.
Yeah. And a speaker box.
That's a lot. But how is she holding a 40 and... a chicken sandwich and a speaker box. That's
you can hold all those things at once, especially if you have a tote bag.
That's a lot.
Okay. Well, that's in a perfect world.
Yeah.
So Hannah's
got
there.
Three arms.
Apparently. That would be very useful, though, to have three arms. I'd be way better at a lot of things.
Where would it be coming out though? Like on the armpit? Or, anyways, yeah.
My stomach.
What?
Yeah. Like a tripod. It would be really creepy. Never mind. Okay. Anyways, okay.
Yeah, cut that out.
So Hannah's there being weird and Peter walks in. He's like a little choked up and the girls are just like, wow, why did I quit my job, sell my apartment, give my dog up for adoption, get Botox, get all these outfits and give up my Tinder account just to be here?
Don't forget all the plastic surgery.
And the plastic surgery. Why did I do all this to be here if Hannah B is going to be here?
Yeah.
So then Peter delivers a boring fucking speech to these women. Oh my gosh, I don't remember a word of it.
I don't remember what he said either. It was just like, hey, thanks for being here, everybody. I'm just a boy.
Mike could have given like an Obama level speech, I feel like. He just would have had that shit prepared and knocked it out and been like, boom, what's next?
You're probably right.
And God dang it. So Deandra is still wearing the windmill and has to stand in the very back, which is hilarious.
Yep.
Like, you don't win when you let the producers do this to you. The producers are like, no, you can't take it off. Like, you have to keep it on. We don't have anywhere to put it. Like, you have to keep it on. She's like, fuck.
The gunman in the side. He's waiting.
The SWAT member.
Yeah.
Peter is pulled aside by, I'll never forget old what's her name, to read Grandma Rose's letter. How is this going to keep you in the house? You know? I'm putting myself in like Peter's shoes and just getting a letter from someone I'm meeting for the first time.
Yeah.
It's different if we've like known each other and there's a point where I'm going to meet your family. Okay.
Especially as if it's their grandmother.
Yeah. But like the first time we're meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Be like the first date you and I have. Hell, not even the first date. Like, and like, you're like, oh, like my grandmother wrote this letter for you to read before you take me out on this date. And I've been like, what
is it? A warning? Like, what is this? So, yeah, I agree with you. Chris, the pot stirrer, comes by to drop off the first impression rose. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. We get some nice Asper Cream commercials for the OG Bachelor audience. Mm-hmm. When we get back, there's a freaking windmill putt-putt.
Yeah.
They're driving the car around in the front driveway, which is hosed off and all shiny. Hannah gives Peter this like color by numbers painting that she did for him.
It's like a failed Bob Ross.
Oh man. Yeah.
That she finger painted.
They kiss. It's the second kiss of the night. It is really easy to impress Peter from what we're noticing. And
Or just being super nice.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah. We'll find out more because we still don't really know anything about him other than the fact that he flies planes.
Yeah.
So there's a point where Natasha is standing there watching Peter make out with a girl. This is a point where I'm just not seeing their names because it's either flicking up there so quick or not at all. But either way, so it's just awkward. Peter's like, get used to it. I think Cheyenne's probably going to go home. Then Hannah decides to steal Peter from Deandra. And it's like, she's just stealing him repeatedly.
Yes, she repeats this several times.
Obviously, he's into it because he's letting her. So... I mean, it's if it's not broke, don't fix it. But it's still not, it's not in the rules, even though they're unwritten. So the third person.
She has the balls too, so.
She does. She actually like talks about herself in the
third person.
Yeah, she talks about herself in the third person.
Yeah, so her ego's already extremely inflated.
Extremely inflated. While the other girls watch and she's just peeing all over Peter with her leg lifted towards the girls, essentially, in this moment. Mm-hmm. And then there's a girl who confronts her about it. And I'm like, confronting this broad is a waste of time. Go talk to Peter.
Yeah, she's super passive-aggressive and dismissive to her, the confronter being like...
She, like, gaslights her and makes her look dumb.
Whatever. Just go do it. Just go talk to
She's like, go get your man, girl. With, like, this weird, like, duck lip blink
Yeah, thing. Which is the equivalent to the Southern "Oh, bless your heart."
Oh, yeah. So yeah, just doing that shit will get you sent home. So Hannah has definitely been coached on how to handle this environment. I'm not impressed. Victoria is crying because her conversation with Peter was boring, and I'm like, that was your fault. Mm-hmm. So Peter gives Hannah the first impression rose. That should be no surprise to anybody. He says that there's room for two Hannahs in his life, which everybody... Okay, that was a collective cringe moment.
Yes.
So just, like, stretch and unclench your jaw because that was gross. And your body probably viscerally, like... Because why would you say this?
Yeah.
You're trying to find a wife. It is not attractive to women in any capacity to hear you say, hey... My ex is so much a part of my life that she still has part of my heart.
And deeply ingrained in my memory.
And deeply ingrained. Like, and I'm going
to be comparing you to her, apparently.
If you're one of the small amounts of men that listens to this, please benefit from that information. Like, don't do it. So, Peter, thumbs down on that one. That's like a huge red flag. Don't do it.
Don't look back. Move forward.
Move forward, please. So, yeah. I'm just hyper aware of how much lip filler is on this season.
Yeah.
So we finally get to the rose ceremony. The sun is already up. Like last season, it wasn't up yet until the women got out and were crying. This time it is up. Like it is bright as fuck in this room.
Yeah, I wonder how drunk they got.
Pretty drunk. Everyone looks drunk and really hungry, and I feel so bad. I'm like, yeah. Get these girls some White Castle. Wait, they're in California. Oh man, they could get anything.
In and out.
Yeah, I get these girls some In and Out. Jeez. Peter looks like he's had no sleep either. Like his beard hairs are all messed up. He's got like 20 girls' lip gloss on him.
Yep.
Hair's fucked up. Like, dude, we get it. No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said we get it. Hannah Ann is like already going in with a rose. Victoria A gets the second rose of the night, the first one of the ceremony. Then it's Madison. So I'm going to start over with the names of who stayed, because at one point they didn't even really show explicitly everyone who went home. So I'm going to start going down the list chronologically of who I got, and then I'll just go over whoever I missed at the end. So of course it's Hannah Ann, it's Victoria A, Madison, Lexi, Savannah, Lauren, who is the girl in the black jumpsuit, Tammy, Alea, Jasmine, Sydney, Natasha, McKenna, Deandra, Sarah, Alexa, Kelsey, Peyton, Kiara, Courtney, Cheyenne, and Victoria F are the ones who are staying. And there might be one name that I missed out of that. And then whoever left was Avon Lee, the cattle rancher from Fort Worth, Texas. Eunice, the flight attendant from Chicago, Illinois. Jade, the flight attendant from Mesa, Arizona. Jenna, the nursing student from Illinois. Katrina, sports dancer. Kylie, entertainment sales. Megan, flight attendant. RIP. And Marissa, patient care coordinator. So those are the ladies who went home. Mm. There were some tears. Kylie with her new lips is going home. Oh my gosh.
Have fun paying for that shit.
PayPal. So we get back from the commercial. Everyone's fine. We're at the hangar with Peter because we're not going to see any other parts of his personality. Just him around planes and hangars
and windmills, apparently.
And windmills, and honestly, not a lot of those are safe to do consistently. Like, you can't just be taking up airspace to play games. Like, anyway, he's washing a plane shirtless. Like, who does this appeal to? Nobody washes planes shirtless. Like, they're
Peter does. Oh, Peter washes planes shirtless.
That was so stupid
to show off that dad bod of his.
Well, at least we're getting some body diversity on here, I guess, because normally it's guys like Tyler And that's like the only guy they have on the show. Oh, yeah. So at least Peter's like normal. He probably will eat a burger. I'll give him that.
True. Good Whatever. Point.
Chris Harrison earns his salary by dropping off the first group date card, which has Hannah Ann, Kelly, Deandra, Tammy, Courtney, Cheyenne, Victoria P, Jasmine, and Victoria F. And they're going on the first group date. And then, like I mentioned earlier, these two pilots come out that happen to be women. So from this point on, I will just refer to them as the pilots because they were the pilots. And they put the girls through some bullshit version of like high school physical training or something.
I don't know, but it was like basic math.
Yeah, it was the first lesson is math. And you see these women are terrified. They're like, I haven't had to use my brain in a long time.
Oh, and also Peter's sitting right next to Hannah.
Hannah Ann. So, of course, she's getting all her answers right. But here is the second or umpteenth Mile High Club question. They ask the girls how many feet are in a mile. And a lot of them mess this up catastrophically. That was just a moment of silence for the American school system. These pilots do not want to be here doing this embarrassing garbage, but here they are.
No, they probably got to make some ends meet and get paid a little
bit. I hope they're getting paid handsomely. So, yeah, Peter is definitely helping Hannah Ann with her answers.
Yeah.
They talk about windmilling.
She gets some of them like a little too right. You know, how like somebody's cheating in a test. And it's
yeah.
Like,
she has like very specific references like Naval Air Force Base of Corpus Christi and San Antonio. Like, what the heck? She's throttles and thrusters. And then you're going 26 knots if you head this direction southwest. We're like, Jesus. Okay, Peter, stop feeding her this information. Stop it. Then one of the women has like a dramatic flashback of spinning in teacups, which the editing is hilarious, but how she feels is not hilarious. They put Victoria P into the gyroscope and then have Peter himself spin her to amplify her fears of vomiting. And I'm like, why are they even doing this training if Peter doesn't fly like trick planes? He's flying commercial planes. They don't need to do this. Yeah. So Victoria throws up as predicted, and she's traumatized for having a very normal human function in front of a man. Like, she's probably one of those girls who's like, I don't poop ever. And I just feel bad for
these. How are you alive then?
I feel bad for these pilots because they're just embarrassed by this whole ordeal. But just again, we're glad they're getting a check.
It's a glorified babysitting job.
It really is. So the girls run through a plane crash obstacle course, which is like you want to predict the plane crashing. Okay. And whoever wins gets a sunset flight with Peter, no matter whether they follow the rules or not. So
it seems a little all kind of weird still because it's like, okay, one, you've done some little quiz bullshit, okay? Mm-hmm. And then two, you like do some weird like spinning shit to the girls, and then now three, you're making them run a race. It's like,
this isn't a way to get to know somebody.
Yeah, this is like some cheese at the end of a maze shit and being like, all right, we got all these experimental rats, go!
Well, what I've noticed with the show is they make the first like big batches, like until they whittle down the girls, the groups are really physical and silly like this because we don't have anything to go off of. And then they want the girls to like get mad at each other, like what happened with Kelly. She's forgettable, that's why I had to look at her name again. So
what happened with Kelly?
Well, she cheats in the game, but before that they have cameras, overhead cameras in the stalls that are showing these women change clothes. Why is nobody else alarmed about this? Like, this was fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, why would there be cameras in there? I kind of didn't even show anything of them changing. So who has the unedited footage, which is weird?
I really want ABC to explain how this is okay or acceptable to me, because I'm pretty sure the first time those women knew about that was probably when they were sitting at home watching with their like that. Anyway, I could go on. Kelly's bitch ass freaking goes straight through the cones and has the nerve later to justify it by being oh, well, I didn't know everyone was following the rules. And only certain types of people do that. Like, that's, what do you mean? I didn't know everyone was going to follow the rules.
She knew everything. She was just playing dumb.
And you're just playing dumb.
Oh, I didn't know we couldn't do that.
It's like, yes, you did. And then you go with your dumb laugh on the plane. It just made me so mad because I think it was Tammy. Yes, Tammy would have won otherwise. And I really wanted Tammy to get the date. So she
confronted her.
Yeah, she did, which I really appreciate because Tammy could like throw that girl she needs to. Tammy don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So Kelly, yeah, she just admits to cheating and being a selfish butt.
Yeah, this was after everybody got back.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're Tammy pissed. Was like, I didn't like how she cheated. And yeah. They're like, well, what?
And she's like, good for you, but I just want you to know, like, you didn't follow the rules. And she's like, oh.
Yep.
So the producers choose the same Four Seasons hotel that Kelly and Peter met at for some reason. And they reenact the meeting, which is, like, so basic.
Really forcing this stuff to happen.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we ran into each other in this corner. And I'm like, I kind of wish they'd run into each other at an old, dusty gas station. That would have been more interesting. But it's okay.
Yeah.
And let's see here. She gets the rose of the date. And all the other girls are like, wow. WTF, not cool. And then when we get back from the commercial, Madison is getting ready for her one-on-one with Peter, which is literally his parents' vow renewal.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
Yeah, so she's meeting all of his family on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy. Like, his parents just definitely want to be on TV, though, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Like a televised vow renewal, I could never. So their date is really boring. I was just looking up recipes during it. They eventually there's this artist that comes in named Tennille Arts. I don't know who they are. They always do this. While they're singing, like they yell out, "Okay, the family, hanging out with my family." Sorry, they're like, "Family, come out!" And Peter's family just comes out of the left corner. Yeah. And I think the producers knew that this would, like, inspire love endorphins in Peter and, like, bond him to this freaking girl. Because I feel like she's going to be around a long time if she's on this date. Like, that's crazy. So, yeah, that definitely worked. And they had a good one-on-one date. And then we find out that the next group date will have Lauren, Sydney, Peyton, Natasha, Alexa, Kelsey, McKenna, Alea, and Savannah on it. So this is a group date with Hannah B. Why?
I have no idea.
I'm baffled.
It would be like if like you're trying to like, you know, date somebody else and like your ex just keeps like showing up.
Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, I want the best for you guys. I really do.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's
bitch,
crazy.
Get out of here.
It's fucking crazy. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, you had your chance, move along, mm-hmm. Stop being the crazy ex.
She's even a though pageant they're not, queen.
Even though they're not really exes, per se.
I mean, we have common sense, guys. So yeah, it's like, they weren't.
It's like, they weren't exclusive exes or anything of that nature.
There were always other people.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, technically they're not really exes, but it's that exact same effect.
Mm-hmm.
to where, like, it's just like, if your ex was just like, hi. And you're like, oh, hey.
But you guys want some Doritos, some condoms? You good?
Yeah.
It's just like being so weird and intrusive.
Yeah.
And speaking of intrusive, Hannah B literally says, "The beast is back, bitches. Can you scream insecurity any louder? Like, you were the former bachelorette and you're coming back to your quote unquote ex's season of The Bachelor to torment the women who are trying to focus on competing for his affection. How selfish. Oh my, like, I'm insulted. I'm not even on the show. It's super annoying.
Yeah, I just don't understand how Peter doesn't have the fucking balls to be like, fuck off. Like,
But
I know this is all producer bullshit.
Yeah, it's they like, get way they, more say. They put him in situations where he can't just like walk up there. Because as you saw, he had to stand in the crowd with the girls and he was like, oh my God, this is so awkward.
Yeah, no, it's all bullshit and stuff, but still, it's just like, wow, what a fucking nightmare. Yeah. Like, you gotta sit there and smile and just take it while you're just like, okay, X is here now, and I don't know what to do.
My back was tight the morning after this episode, so I was so pissed. So Hannah is standing in front of the silhouette of a windmill. The girls are all very uncomfortable. She came by night one. Now she's back. She recants her and Peter's whole relationship, including the windmill. I hate windmills now. Like, I hate them. I want to pull my brain out because of this interaction that they're having.
Don't go to Netherlands then.
Oh God. And then
or Greece.
Yeah. Oh no, I love Greece. Okay.
Well, that's where it was, wasn't it?
Is that, yeah, I could block it out of my mind though. And then she just repeats the fact that it was 4 times. We know. Why do we need this? Why are people clapping? I think they're clapping because they're uncomfortable. That's what chimps do when they're uncomfortable. Yeah.
It's like, seriously, like if you, let's say you had sex in a truck 4 times and the person that had sex in a truck with you told the whole entire world and then just kept repeating it over and over again.
It would be so weird. It'd
be like, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, also, if he had done that to her, oh my God, he'd be getting shamed left and right. But like, Hannah's getting praised as this like sexuality aficionado freaking guru, Christian guru, because she's, I don't, okay.
Because we had sex 4 times.
4 times. And Jesus still. Jason Steele loves me.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Fuck you, Luke P.
So, I'm telling you, they should have that. They would have been perfect.
Luke
couple.
P should have been the bachelor.
That would, ooh, I would have loved that.
Oh no! So
love to watch that world burn.
Oh yeah, that would be a great world burn. The girl's task for the day is to talk about a previous story or something personal, aka sexual. And I'm just like, why? Why? What is doing this in a group setting going to do for any of these women's bonds with Peter? Like, if they were on a real show about forming real connections, which I know they're not, they would go do like golf carts. Go-karts or...
Golf carts are fun too.
Yeah, go ride around in golf carts. Well, actually, I guess they're too fun because that's how he split his forehead open, but we find out more about that later. And yeah, this just isn't the right, like, I'm not a prude. It's just I'm picturing myself in this setting trying to attach substance to this activity and I can't. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, I find it pretty annoying too. It's just like, God, yeah, shut the hell up.
So here we get to the most.
Give a shit.
We don't give a shit. We get to the most frustrating part of the whole entire episode, and I promise this wraps up soon. Hannah is crying in the back, and Peter goes to find her, and he's like, hey, birthday girl or something. And I'm like, oh my God, is it her birthday on this show again? Because it was her birthday when she went on a date last season and whatever else. Yeah, so
she's becoming the ghost that's haunting Bachelor and Bachelorette. See, she came on Bachelor in Paradise.
She was on Paradise too. Oh my gosh, you're right. That was, guys, I'm so, I know you guys feel it too. It's so annoying. It's okay, just ugh. I just stopped doing it. Just
Bachelor ghost.
The Bachelor ghost that just lingers. Yeah. So Peter's spending time, get this, guys, that he could be with his quote unquote future wife that is potentially in that room.
Possibly.
Possibly in that room. Consoling Hannah. What the fuck? Okay. He even says, this is so weird. Because, okay, so Peter gives Hannah the most awkward breakup reminder speech ever about how she means a lot to him, but she also did not choose him. She chose Tyler. Mm-hmm. And apparently it came out that Peter and Hannah were texting after the show, and they were like, we should meet out sometime, because Hannah was moving out to close to where Peter lives. And then she just straight up asks Tyler out instead. And then, of course, Tyler goes out with Gigi Hadid. And it's like, well, Hannah, I mean, congratulations.
You kind of painted yourself into a corner there.
You played yourself.
Yeah, you played yourself.
Exactly. I really don't feel sorry for her, because she had a whole season with some actual decent dudes to do the right thing. These producers are smart as hell. They knew that this shit would get everybody riled up and be paying attention to whatever's going to freaking happen next.
I guess her parents were like, get the fuck out of our house and find yourself a man.
Yeet out of the house, yeah. Hannah. Get out. So Hannah and Peter are still continuing their conversation. He's like, why'd you ask Tyler on the date and not me when you could have asked me? I don't want to be a third choice. And now he's confused when he should really be focused on his own journey. And then Hannah's like, well, I thought that you wanted to be the bachelor. I'm Forrest.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, bubble gum shrimp. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, Hannah Brown, you are messy. You are messier than a shrimp plate.
She is just like trying to clamor her way back up, because she's like, oh, my! Even my second choice didn't want me. Now I got to go back to the third choice. And like,
just work her way down the line. Eventually, she'll get back to Luke P.
Hell yeah. That's who he would take her for sure.
Apparently, he's dating like Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriend or something.
Oh, they would say he's like, he's dating Justin Bieber. I'd be like, okay, whatever.
Like, I mean, they could probably... they have similar hairstyles. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So Peter like fake asks Hannah to be a part of the house, and I'm just subliminally punching my head just in frustration, because why? Like, and she actually has the nerve to be like, maybe? No. And we're like, dude, no. What would that look like? That would be terrible. It's like if you adopt a dog that you know hates other dogs, specifically golden retrievers. Like, you adopt a Doberman that you know hates golden retrievers, and you have a family full of golden retrievers. You bring this Doberman into the house, and it just starts fighting with all the golden retrievers. American Kennel Club. That is what this is like.
Yeah, I was about to say, this. You're talking about dog breeds again, and like, this is turning back into the American Kennel Club.
It's the only way to make sense of this, because human kingdom is the animal kingdom. The rules are the same. We just have thumbs and sentience. And no, sorry. Dogs are sentient too, but we also have technology, and we also can speak. So,
yeah.
God, that got weirdly Freudian or whatever for a second. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, instead of watching a group date, we're just watching this awkward post-breakup closure fucking exit interview between the two of these people. And it's just like a really bad sponsored soap opera, also slash a real conversation that these people could have had off camera.
Yeah, my head is like thrown back. My eyes are up into my head. I am pretty much unconscious for this, because this is so horribly boring. I'm just like, fuck this. I'm out.
Oh, well, guys, we made it through the 3-hour intro. There's only smooth sailing from here. Thank goodness. We'll go back to our 2-hour night episodes. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we'll get to know these girls and see what they'll be like on Paradise. See who the potential winner is. We're spoiler free. We don't know anything. I'm really curious to see which girls, of course, will go on Paradise. I assume a few night ones probably will anyway, because they end up running out of people. You know, who might be the next Bachelorette but might not win, all that stuff. And we thank you again for joining us. Thank you for stopping by if you are brand new. We look forward to, I use look forward to very loosely, but... look forward to seeing how this whole Peter Hannah drama wraps up, and hopefully she doesn't come back on the show.
Please disappear.
Please. Congrats on winning Dancing with the Stars. Like, go. Bye. Actually, this to be fair, this was filmed before she went on Dancing with the Stars, but still, whatever. It doesn't matter.
But yeah.
Well, thank you for your thoughts, Wyatt.
And thank you for yours. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. We'll see you next episode, peoples.
That we will. Have a good week.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.